Hey, gang, let's face it, you're probably listening to this show and all of your other shows on your phone. Are you tired of filling up your phone with all of your favorite podcasts? Well, you stream your movies, you stream your music, why not stream your podcast? Try Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is an app that allows you to stream over 30,000 of your favorite shows right to your smartphone or pad. The best in news, comedy, entertainment, science, sports, anything you want. Download it for free at Stitcher.com or find it in your app store. I use it and I love it. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Now, let's get down.
And you may ask yourself,
how did I get here? And now here is your host, Johnny Howdy.
All right, hello, I'm Johnny, I'm your host. Welcome to the show. I have a fantastic show for you guys today. Ray LaViolette from the band Rattletree is here, and they are having their Rattletree Glow Party this Friday, September 23rd, Saturday, September 24th, and Sunday, September 25th. They are doing their Rattletree Glow Party at the Rattletree Studio, 2401 Thornton Road, Unit 3, Austin, Texas, 78704. So if you're in Austin, you want to go to this, you can get tickets by going to rattletree.com. I did find out on the internet that the 25th is sold out. The Sunday show is sold out. There's still tickets available for Friday, September 23rd and Saturday, September 24th. Rattletree is a fantastic musical project combining traditional African marimba music and electronic music. And it turns out that they really are inventing a beautiful sound. I actually spent the day yesterday listening to the album Joy while I was cleaning up my house, and I was thinking to myself, man, this is so great. So great. But how do people get exposed to this kind of music when we live in a world where algorithms dictate what kind of comes our way? Like, how do you come across anything anymore? I don't know many people that just, like, listen to the radio. Like, we live in a time right now where if you are into one kind of thing, you can just totally immerse yourself in that one kind of thing and never see anything else if you don't want to, right? So how do you get exposed? If you're like a Cheap Trick fan and the algorithms out there have got you buying classic rock or like Beatle music or like modern, you know, the Strokes and this kind of thing, where are they ever going to throw in a Rattletree into your program? Hopefully this show exposes you guys to new music, new groups, new musical styles. It definitely does it for me. They reached out to me. I'm glad that I had Joel on. It turns out that now I have a band that I really love called Rattletree. So go to rattletree.com. Their album Joy is out. It's really, really great. Pick it up. Do it up. If you live in Austin, go to the Rattletree Glow Party on Friday, September 23rd, Saturday, September 24th, or if you already have tickets for the 25th, you can do that. But it should be very fun. Rattletree.com is the place where you need to go for that. They also, he teaches marimba to people, and if you want to learn marimba, you can go to learnmarimba.com. They have classes online. They have classes that you go there and do. You know, just reach out to them. Go there and check it out. Joel LaViolette is a great guy. We have a great conversation. He's doing something really great and interesting, bringing, he actually lived in Africa and learned marimba there from probably the masters, you know, and now he brought it back here and sort of like fucked it up a little bit, you know, with electronic music, which is great. I think it's great. Okay, so enjoy my conversation with Joel LaViolette from the band Rattletree coming up in just a minute. Let me tell you what's going on with me. I had a great weekend. Guys, I went, Skyrocket played in San Antonio on Saturday at Sam's Burger Joint. It was a great show. And then yesterday, Sunday, I went to a listening party for Reckless Kelly. My friend AJ Vallejo came by and got me. We met our friend Amy Edwards there. We hung out. I had some drinks. I did not eat. I feel like I drank a little much. And then we went to this thing for my cousin Megan's boyfriend, Adam Schwitters. He makes documentaries. They're short. And we went there for that. And I was pretty drunk. Anyway, I had a great time. Good time hanging out with AJ. I got to tell you, I love that dude. Also an episode, a new episode, episode 13 of Cooking and Drinking with Johnny and AJ is up. I posted it on the How Did I Get Here Facebook page. You can find it there. If you don't like our Facebook page, be sure you like it, okay? And yeah, check out the Cooking and Drinking with Johnny and AJ. We put out 13 episodes. We have musicians doing it. Sometimes it's just me and AJ. We've had Willie Braun from the band Reckless Kelly on there. They have a new album coming out this Friday, Sunset Motel. All right, look that up. I got a beautiful, beautiful CD and beautiful packaging with almost like a, probably the most interesting packaging I've ever seen. Hopefully we'll be talking to them and you'll be hearing from them on the show soon. All right? Okay, without further ado, we have three shows this week. Today, Joel LaViolette from the band Rattletree is here. And Wednesday, the great George Reef and I sit down on his porch and have a conversation about his life changes that he's been going through. And then Friday, great conversation with Alicia Lani, and Bonnie Whitmore stops by to say hello and to talk about a show she's got coming up and her new album, Fuck With Sad Girls. All right, without further ado, again, here's Joel LaViolette from the band Rattletree. Have a great week. Thank you for listening to the show. Let's get down. Just such a if you're into the schematics and engineering and electricity movement and resistors and capacitors and tubes,
yep,
that's your jam. I'm just not, man. But this thing went down. It's this organ, and it went down when I moved it. And the guys that switched on are like, yeah, sure, bring it over. And I'm like, no. So I'm scared it's going to break again right on the way back.
Yeah. I wonder, actually, that's a good idea. The switched on guys, since they're so close, I wonder if one of them would just come over here and take a look.
Or... I've had someone say like, yeah, call me in a month, and then a month goes by, I don't do it. But yeah, anyway, yeah. I do miss it. It's a great organ.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So your choice of keyboard is a more, it's not a keyboard, it's a percussion instrument, right?
Yeah, it's kind of both.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's classified in the orchestra as?
You know, I don't know what it's class. I mean, it's percussionists in college, they study marimba.
They
you
do.
Know? So it's considered a percussion instrument. But but I think of it, I mean, because it's laid out like a keyboard. So you have the keyboard. It's like a drum set mixed with a piano, you know?
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Can you play piano?
No. I mean, I've taken, like, when I went to music school, I did, like, you know, piano classes in music school and that stuff for a few years, but I don't consider myself a piano player. I was a jazz guitar major in college and all that, so, like, guitar was my primary instrument growing up.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, let's talk about this thing real fast, the Rattletree Glow Party, which you have going on September 23rd, September 24th, and September 25th. That's a Thursday. No, that's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yep.
Yeah. At Rattletree Studio, which is your studio.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually teach marimba there.
Yes.
But let's talk about this first. It's at 2401 Thornton Road, Unit 3, 78704. People can find out all about it just by going to rattletree.com. But please inform me and the people, what is a Rattletree Glow Party? Is it ecstasy?
It's ecstasy of the mind.
Okay.
You know, so what Rattletree does is we take those traditional Zimbabwean marimbas, and then I have triggers in all the keys. So I have like piezo contact mics that are embedded in each of those keys, and those are all triggering synth sounds through like DIY audio to MIDI converters and stuff. So we're triggering synths, we're triggering drums, we're triggering LED lights, video projection mapping. So we have like a full, we have three projectors that are like doing 180 degree of projection onto projection props and everything while the music's going. So it's like a full kind of integrated
experience. It's an immersive
experience. Yeah. And it's also it's responsive to people. We have connects and things like that are responding to people's body movement and motion and that sort of thing. So it's an interactive experience where we're feeding off of what the audience is doing, and you know, creates this feedback loop.
That's insane. How long are these shows? And what time does it start? Obviously after dark.
Yeah, it's like a full festival thing. We've got X8 Drums they're gonna be doing facilitated drum circle before each event for an hour with Kenya Masala and a couple other facilitators. So those are also really awesome because they're not just like hippie drum circles. Everyone just does whatever they want. And it's really greatly facilitated. So that goes for an hour. And then we play for an hour, and then we're going to have DJ Happy Happy James keeping the dance party going for an hour. And then our final set is again later that night. So it goes from 7 to 11 on Friday and Saturday nights.
And it's just an explosion of music and visuals. And what DJ Happy Happy what?
Happy Happy James. He's great.
Why is that making me laugh? What is he? What's his specialty? What's he known for?
To me, his name really kind of says it all. He's really big in the the art outside kind of Burning Man community. He's a local DJ and musician, and his wife Sierra is a dancer, and so they've actually, I don't know if in the rear entrance of Barton Springs on Sundays, if you've seen all those drum jams and all the hoopers and the circus people and all that, they're the ones that started that here in Austin. So it's a lot of that sort of circus crowd and acro yoga crowd, and that's what they bring to the table.
Joel, they didn't tell you that you came on, that you're on an extremely conservative talk show right now.
Oh, am I?
No, I'm just
okay.
Joking.
Well, I guess.
I'm just joking.
Well, I'm running for president of the Marimbas here. Yeah.
That's fantastic, man. What a great scene. So, what else is there? Are there going to be food vendors? Say a guy wants a cocktail.
Yeah, well, it's BYOB for alcohol. Okay. So, it's a community event. Everybody's welcome. BYOB for that. We're going to have Iba is going to be doing his African food.
Are you joking?
No.
Dude, I haven't known Iba for years since he lived in New York.
No kidding.
Yeah, I almost cut my finger off one time making a video at Peter Gabriel's house. And I swear to God, and I passed out. And Iba carried me to the hospital.
Oh my.
To St. Vincent's in New York.
Well, there you
and
go.
And this is what he said the whole time. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Don't worry, little buddy. I will have you there in just a minute. Yeah. I love Iba.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, man. I'm going to go.
Good, good. Yeah, you're welcome. So Iba, my story with Iba is we used to play shows at Ruta Maya all the time years and years ago.
Right.
And so we were always, what we try and do, it's not about just a gig, come see my band, come see my band. We really want to try and have community events that, people are going to just have a great time. And so Iba used to always work with us at those Ruta Maya gigs where, this is my chance to work with Iba first time in like 5 or 6 years as well. So,
Speaking of his food is amazing.
Heck yeah.
He made 16 years ago, I had Thanksgiving with him and a bunch of his Senegalese homeboys in Brooklyn, and he made a turkey, but he didn't know what he was doing, and he just kept putting mustard on it. And it was the best turkey I ever had. I swear to God. It's amazing. Yeah, what a great thing.
He's great. He's great.
Okay, so you'll have some African food out there.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
All right. So we did we sold the thing that needs to be sold on the thing. So
and
now
there's I should say too, there's also the show on Sunday, which is an earlier show. That's at 2:00. So, all of the shows are all ages and everyone's welcome, but the Friday and Saturday are a little more geared towards adults, just because of the timing. But Sunday is a matinee show, so those people with little kids, bring them out Sunday.
I'm glad you said that because I'll definitely go to that one because I'm probably playing on Friday and Saturday.
Right on.
Okay, so let's talk about the marimba because it's obviously it's an African. This all ties into where is the marimba from?
Well, no one knows where the marimba is really from. There's arguments. Even in Guatemala, they claim it as their national instrument. There's a lot of countries in Africa that claim it as their national instrument. So, we're getting into a deep kind of back history. But in Zimbabwe, so the music I play is from Zimbabwe.
Okay.
And the traditional instrument from Zimbabwe is actually the mbira, which is like people have seen like the little thumb pianos.
Yeah.
And so, you know, thumb pianos or kalimbas, those are just all over Africa.
Right.
But in Zimbabwe, they really just took it and developed it, and they added a ton of keys in there. The religious deep repertoire is on the mbira. So that was actually my primary instrument now, and how I got into Zimbabwean music. So, when I went and lived in Zimbabwe and studying there with
there.
I did. Yeah.
Look at that.
The marimba there, it actually started in the mid 60s, and it started at a music school there where they wanted to create a type of African orchestral music that didn't have tribal roots. So they created this system that we play of it's a marimba orchestra with like a bass and a baritone, soprano, all different sizes of marimbas.
Is it just
playing
based
together
on like a vibraphone?
It's diatonic, so
okay.
It doesn't have both row, you know, white and black keys.
Okay.
And the ones we play
know.
They're not tuned to a Western scale.
Oh.
It's pretty close to a G.
Okay.
But you know, so they're diatonic instruments, and you know, to give you an idea, the bass is 7 feet tall and 10 feet wide, and you stand on a giant platform to play it, and it goes all the way down to the sopranos, which are smaller. So it's a real different thing than like those Western classical marimbas that, you know, are beautiful and has a very different sound than that. This is about like getting up there and pounding it hard and getting the energy flowing.
Yeah.
So they started that in the mid 60s at this music school in Zimbabwe. And the whole reason to do that was you had all these different tribes, and the mbira in Zimbabwe there's a specific Shona tribe that plays it. So they wanted to be able to include all these different tribes to play this kind of marimba music together. So now in Zimbabwe, it's just all over the schools, like the elementary schools and high schools. They all like have their own marimba bands.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's like secular dance music. You know, that's what's going on with
it. What years were you there?
I first went in 1998, and then I lived there from like 99 to 2001. And then I get back I had a long break of about 10 years where I started raising my kids. And then, you know, I try and get back every year or so now. So I've been there several times.
Is this a kid friendly event?
Coming up? Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah. Rattle Tree.
Everybody's welcome.
Good.
You know, and that's really the thing is like, you know, that like music in Zimbabwe, this idea of like an audience and a performer and like, you know, you're there to watch me and blah, you know, those kind of separations, those boundaries, like they don't exist there. If you're there at an event, you're there to participate, and everybody's welcome.
Everybody is part of the thing.
Yeah, in some way. It doesn't matter if you're 6 months old or 108 years old, you know, you do it. There's a proverb that says, even a one-legged man will lean up against a wall to dance.
That's interesting.
So everyone's got to find their way, you know?
Yeah. Where are you from, man?
I traveled a lot when I was a kid, so mostly like Colorado and New Mexico and Dallas, Austin, Hawaii. Those were kind of the main bases.
I had a hippie mom.
Yeah.
When I was like in Mexico and like Marin County and Lake Tahoe and like some schoolhouse out in the middle of nowhere outside of Conroe.
Oh, right on. Right
yeah,
on.
Yeah. So is that what was going on? Were your parents hippies?
You know, well, my mom was a hippie, but she took off when I was really young. So I was actually raised by my dad and my stepmom. I love you, Mom.
That's weird.
She's still in my life.
But, oh, she is? Good.
Yeah,
good,
yeah.
Good,
yeah.
Good.
She's actually, I mean, you know, so they divorced when I was really young, and I was raised with my dad, and then I started visiting my mom when I was like in my early teens. So that's kind of why I'd be bouncing back and forth between wherever she was and wherever my dad was.
Right. It's funny. Yeah. There was like a time. What years was it when she? I'm not trying to. It always makes me smile because there was a time like when all of a sudden this new consciousness came in and like when it kicked in, like the rules went out the window, like people became swingers and like, you know what I mean? It was just like this whole like, woo, let's go.
Yeah.
It's
well,
crazy.
I'm sure it was that, I mean, I was born in 75. So
yeah. See, even toward the late 70s, it was still kind of this weird, the 70s were kind of this no rules. Everyone just kind of like, let's figure out how we're going to live now.
Right. Right.
Because the 50s and all that kind of like leave it to Beaver thing isn't isn't really ideal.
Wasn't working for him, for sure. Well, that's interesting. You're saying you moved around because I read a little on you. Are you Cuban?
I'm Cuban, yeah. Okay, my mom is Cuban.
So did you spend any time growing
never,
up in Cuba?
Never. Okay. No, I was born in Miami.
Oh, right on.
They left when Castro took over. Both of my paternal and maternal grandparents and the kids all went.
Do you have any interest in going back?
Oh, yeah,
now?
I do have interest,
especially with things opening up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it would be fun.
My mom, my hippie mom, is actually going to Cuba in November for a thing with Taj Mahal.
Oh, that's cool.
So is it Taj?
That's the blues guy, right?
I'm trying to remember if it's Taj Mahal. Yeah, it's Taj Mahal. So anyway, he's doing this thing in Cuba that's kind of like a work exchange for like a week where all going to be going over and hanging out. And she's going with like 10 people in Taj Mahal to do this thing.
That's awesome.
Random Cuban tidbit.
Does any of that music leak into what you do at all? Or is that is there a separate
thing? It's a separate thing. I mean, I have deep respect for the Cuban music I've heard, but it's definitely, I mean, like Cuban music, Zimbabwean music is just a thing, you know, and that keeps me busy enough just trying to keep my brain wrapped around that.
What's it like in Zimbabwe? Is it like Africa? You know what I mean? Like what I think of as Africa.
Well, I'm not sure what you think of, but it's, you know, there's politically a lot of bullshit going on right now. And, but
dude, politically everywhere there's a lot of bullshit going on.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true. It's true.
It's pretty weird.
It's true. But yeah, there's definitely, I mean, like when I go there, I live in the high density suburbs are called, you know, the ghetto or whatever. And
that's a much better name than ghetto.
Right. They've worked that out. The townships, you know. So, you know, they're definitely townships, definitely big city, definitely rural areas, definitely poverty going on, you know, people struggling.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. Is that what you have in your mind of what Africa's like?
Poverty and militaristic governments with madmen at the helm.
Yeah, no comment. I want to still be able to get in.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I'm a guy that grew up watching like politically incorrect Tarzan movies, you know, the Johnny Weissmuller movies. And really like that's like, you know, a rhinoceros can come out of nowhere and like knock everyone over to me at any time in Africa.
Yeah.
And I know it's not like that everywhere.
It's not like that in most places, you know, but I certainly remember like being out in an area in this little town, and they're like, oh yeah, yesterday someone was just attacked and killed by a lion, you know, and it's like lion walking down the you know, village path, and you just stay the hell out of the way.
Yeah, you know? Definitely. So. Let me, the African music that I have followed or like gotten into is kind of more West African, like in the fella world, but also like some of that soul and funk that was going on in the 70s. That's all crazy. And like, it's awesome. Awesome stuff. Is there any relation to, Zimbabwe and like,
So in Zimbabwe, you know, they definitely have like the popier or like the stuff that they call Sungura, which is a lot like Sukus music.
Okay.
So, you know, like some of that kind of party 4/4, you know, 1/4, 1/5 chord progression kind of stuff.
Is it Soca is also from there, right?
Soca is, I think that's South African. South African. Yeah. Okay. I think that's kind of their version of, I don't know what Soca is.
Okay.
But, the Zimbabwean, the cool shit that the bands are doing in Zimbabwe is they take the mbira, they take that traditional music, and then they put it to guitars and bass and drums and all that. And mbira music has a really, it has a specific chord structure, you know, that's different than anything I've ever heard. And they're just doing, it's trance music that they're putting onto the guitars and all that. Right. So with Zimbabwean music, it doesn't matter what instrument you're playing. You can play mbira, you can play marimba, you can play guitar. It's that chord progression that is what it makes it that music. It's cool shit.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm like talking about architecture, right, or whatever.
No, but I mean, this is cool. This is like a conversation I never get to have on here. Yeah. Is learning a whole new style of music. So in Rattletree, what is the exact instrumentation?
So in Rattletree, what we do is we have four marimbas. There's two sopranos, a baritone, and a bass. All that stuff is triggering that MIDI synth stuff.
Because you take what is a traditional style and you do your thing to it.
Yeah,
is add these electronic and
cool
sounds to it.
There's, and this whole time I've been talking about just the traditional, the Imbira stuff. But so we have a bunch of bands, because with the school.
Right.
So like one of the bands is called Kupira. Well, anyways, a few of the bands, but those bands play the straight up traditional acoustic stuff. Where Rattle Tree, we mix even like Western songs, like we do like You Spin Me Around like a Record and, things like that too. And so we mix it up in Rattle Tree.
That sounds fun. Where else do you guys play outside of your own events? Like, is it weird to, like, you can't, I mean, do you, where do you play?
We do.
You know what I mean? Like Stubbs?
Yeah. Like, no, I mean, I don't think I've ever played Stubbs. It's harder to find a bar or a club that can really accommodate us.
Yeah.
We tend to send out like Kupira or those other groups to those kinds of shows. At Sahara, we do a monthly residency with those bands.
Okay, that's cool.
But, we do like larger festivals. So like the Luminaria Festival in San Antonio.
Oh, cool.
Or like, these kind of like larger festivals that are interested in integrating like video and music and all that stuff where we can really set up the full show.
Right.
That's kind of what we try to do.
You know what I was going to ask you? Do you know Elizabeth McQueen?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Did you go to that show that she did at the, what was it called? The People's Progressive Science of Nature? No.
The Human Achievement, Museum of Human Achievement, that one?
Yeah.
I did.
Me too.
Now, I don't know if she did too. The one we went to was like there were several different kind of
and you could get in this thing and like make all this stuff happen.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah. Did you? So is what you're doing, is that some kind of like relative to that?
I'd say it's relative to that. Yeah.
Like a cousin to what they did.
Absolutely.
Because it was very interactive with the audience and people went in and really.
It's like that with a high energy dance party poured on top of it.
Okay.
That's the idea is yeah, but absolutely. Like she, her mind, I know Elizabeth a little bit and we've talked about this. She came out to her last show and we kind of like geeked out after
the
show,
she's into like that stuff. She would be into this. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So for sure.
I was actually going to see if she wanted to go on that Sunday.
Yeah. We'd love to have her. Yeah. Elizabeth, come on out.
She listens to this show.
She's great.
Yeah, she is.
I just
great.
Saw her at the Ross Day with Chaka and Key, Riders Against the Storm.
Yeah, I like those guys.
Oh, they're awesome. They're so good.
That's a great band.
Yeah.
Do you ever collaborate with anyone like that, like in a way?
I would love to do more. Lately, the collaborations I've been doing have been more with like visual artists and interactive.
That's cool.
Kind of like that part where we handle the music and they handle those other things.
Right.
I'm definitely down to collaborate more. That I find that to be pretty tough in this town. People talk about wanting to collaborate and we all want to collaborate, but it's like we're all so busy it's a very, I find it to be a pretty damn siloed, situation where, what I mean?
What do you mean? In your own little
world?
Like
we're all so busy, man. I mean, right after this, I'm going to go back and be like continuing to build our Sprung dance floor. And like, that's, and I know Shaka and Key are probably like, they're getting ready for Body Rock tonight. And everyone's so busy.
Yeah, I got a gig tonight. I can't go to Body Rock.
See, you got a gig tonight? Like, it'd be great to collaborate. Let's do it. Oh, maybe next month.
No, I don't need you. I got a Marimba sound on my, no, I'm just
right,
joking,
there you
on
go.
My Casio.
Do you find that to be true?
Sometimes, it all depends. Like, in theory, I do want to do a lot more things with other people that our orbits don't cross enough to actually get something done.
Yeah, that's it. It's we all want to do it.
Yeah.
And everybody's so great and welcoming and...
Yeah. It must be strange also. I had these guys in here the other day that are a pop band And that, like a straight up, like legitimate, like Katy Perry sounding kind of pop band,
wow.
which has huge validity in the world outside of this area code.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
But like those guys have a hard time like getting shows, and like it's a weird, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like it's a weird thing. This town has such a, there is like a very meat and potatoes. Like you write a song on a guitar.
Right.
You have a band with the people, you know, and there's like these certain styles of music are kind of like what are viewed as styles of music. And then the rest of it, even, you know, Riders Against the Storm,
I was just gonna
say. They get a lot of notice, but there's also a lot of other people making hip hop music that are just kind of like, you know, so I'm wondering, this long-winded question was, do you find that hard doing something that is totally different than what's going on?
Well, you know, I've always said that, I mean, because I do this for, you know, for a living, this is what I do. And I'm actually really thankful that we're the only ones doing what we do in this town.
That's good. Yeah.
You know, if I was a blues guitar player, you know, it's like that. That's a hell of a mountain to climb in Austin. You
right,
know,
but
as
this
a blues
is actually
too
of the right place to be, though, for it, which is weird.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's both sides
too,
of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, I mean, when I first moved to town, we played clubs all the time and all that, and it just kind of got to the point where I realized that in order to make a living for myself, like we needed to create our own space and create our own events and really focus on that. So that's, you know, what I found by doing like our own thing and kind of being the only people that do that. The only way to make that work is to also create a space and our own events and just like make the whole experience be,
that in itself is cool.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, totally.
I got a little rambly there.
No. You know, it's interesting because even when I was a little kid and stuff, I knew that my dad had played like kind of before I was born and then just after I was born. But he, you know, they'd kind of talked about these things. He would rent out a place like a VFW hall or something like that and like, you know, get a couple of things, charge a couple bucks at the door. And they had hundreds of people at all their things. And there's that sort of like house party mentality, like the punk bands that don't ever go to Stubbs or go to a Continental Club. They have their own world where they put on their own events in an empty place, which, I mean, you have your own space to do that.
Right.
But
right.
I mean, to me, that's a very, to me, that's a way to build a scene.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
no, I agree. We love it. And that, you know, and by having that, yes, by bringing the community to that, you know,
and it's not like you're isolated. You got happy James.
Right.
And guys like, I mean, not just that, you know what I mean? You have other people coming in and out.
Right. Right. But, you know, but I was going to kind of say, I guess that's the sort of negative flip side of that is, you know, we're not out playing bars all the time. So the only time I really get exposed to all this other music is if, you know, if they come to us or if we happen to just randomly, you know, get our asses out there and actually see the stuff, you know, South By is like my chance to finally get to like see a lot of the local bands.
Do you record other bands in your studio? It's like a studio
I don't record at our studio. I go to Same Sky Productions.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And my guys over there, James Messier, Dave Messier and Andre.
Dave and Dre. Yeah.
Love those guys.
Yeah. Yeah. They get a better sound than I ever was able to get.
Yeah, they're really good.
We actually just finished our latest record like last week with those guys.
When is that coming out? Isn't that...
This is actually for the school. So this is three of the bands. They went there and did a record.
Let's talk about the school then.
Okay.
Do you mind?
No.
And we can talk about this record too. So this is Learn Marimba. You can go to learnmarimba.com or just email them at classes@learnmarimba.com. You have classes that people take there, and then you also offer for people in the other parts of the world.
Uh-huh.
They can take online classes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. What happens at the end of a thing? You go record at the end of like the semester or something?
Well, this was our first album that we did with the school. But yeah, I'd love to do it as an annual thing. I think, you know, it feels like a really great way for people to, you know, it's that word record, right? To like take a record of how this last year of their experience, you know, working together was. But So the way the classes, they're one of the big things we run into is they're for adults. They're not, we don't teach kids. We like kids, we love kids, but we teach adults. So anytime we say like the school, immediately people think it's just for kids.
Drop off their kids.
Yeah, yeah, but we teach adults, and the whole point, it's like a band incubator thing. People come in, they start taking classes, they get hooked, they join a band, we start training the band, and those bands start going out and playing clubs. And so that's, yeah, that's what's been happening there. Kupira, they're going to be playing ACL coming up in a few weeks.
No shit, that's awesome.
Yeah, so that's totally stoked about that.
That's exciting. It seems like those kind of, it seems like also like with what you do, you could almost like, there's somebody out there who's looking for like a score of a movie with just that sound of, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
seems like it would make a good.
I would love to get in that world, man. I, you know, every now and then some friends, you know, that do video stuff kind of hit me up for that. And I've done a few little things, but like, you know, like Tarani, T-Double.
I mean, that guy, you know,
he's just like, he's working, man. And I just, I love that word.
That's funny that you say collaborations, and that, like that guy, I hit him up like crazy to do stuff. I haven't heard from him.
Yeah, he's too busy in the studio, man.
Too busy for me? Come on, man.
Tarani, you hearing this? You got to get
I've
out
got
here.
His, I've got his photo right here. Just
look at that.
He's got his back to me in his photo is what the problem is. This is some guy, like, what do those people have, dream boards? Whatever, right. You know what I mean? My dream is to have him just turn his back on me. Apparently, I need to get one with him at the front with his arms open.
With his arms open. He's there for you. That's hilarious.
What people can find this record on all the mediums, Joy. When did that come out? Recently, right?
That pretty one, recently? You know, it's been... It actually came out about 2 years ago.
Oh,
so
sorry.
I'm due to get a new... No, people should still go out and buy it. It's great.
It's good. And you say your last name, La Violette?
Yep,
La Violette. Right. La Violette.
Yeah, that's it.
Any significance to the name Rattletree? What?
You know, the funny thing is because I used to live in New Mexico before coming out to Austin, and I had Rattletree out there, and we didn't have a name, and we actually just asked the audience for a name and asked them all to put names in a hat, and we would look through them and kind of figure it out. And someone had put Rattletree, and I really liked it. So we just randomly picked it. And then years and years later, I found out that there actually is a rattle tree that grows in Southern Africa only. And it's called a rattle tree. So it was just kind of like this full circle.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, I haven't seen Iba in a long time. I'm trying to think. Yeah. I would see him when he worked at Whole Foods every once in a while.
You know, he's got that place like Cenote, or how do you pronounce that?
Yeah, Cenote.
Yeah.
Cenote.
Yeah. Yeah.
You ever go to Mexico?
It's been a long time. My first marriage, I went there on my honeymoon, but and a few other times from that. But
do you tour at all with Rattletree? Do you get
a little bit. We do some regional stuff. We used to do more. I have been doing more like international, just kind of solo. Like there's these marimba bands all over the world. You know, it's not a huge scene, but they're scattered throughout the world. So I kind of go to these places and teach workshops with them and get them up to speed. And
that's really
like
awesome.
Last year we went out to Kodiak Island in Alaska, and there's like a marimba band on Kodiak Island, and you know, things like that. So
wow, that's great.
Yeah.
And the classes, do they go on year round, or do they start at a certain time and end, or do they start like every...
They're monthly.
Okay.
So people pay by the month, and then, you know, ideally they get in and they just keep on going.
They work up deeper. The levels.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We get them in at a beginner's class just for at least a month. Even a professional musician, we want them to just take a month in that class just to, you know, like I was saying, the chord progressions are real different. So, you know, just to kind of get a handle of this new stuff.
Do you mind doing me a favor? Will you grab that acoustic guitar behind you? You play guitar, right?
Yeah.
Can you show me what these progressions are?
Yeah.
Just kind of, and so the people can hear them.
Sure. We good? All right, there. So, like one of the the music is, I kind of call it like a musical mandala, you know, like it doesn't have this like dominant to tonic kind of resolution. There's no resolution in the music. It's cyclical.
Okay.
It can start at any point within the cycle of that harmonic progression. So I'll play it for a second, then I'll talk about the theory of it.
Okay.
So that's a song called Nemam Sasa. And so it's in 12-8, but it kind of sounds like it's in 3-4, like 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, right? But it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. So right there you have a little bit of illusion.
Okay.
And the harmonic structure on this, it's going... It goes one, the C, C, E. it's hard for me to think of it on the, but it goes 1, 3, 6.
Right. 3, 6.
That was the six there, that A minor.
Yeah.
Then 1, 4, 6. 2, 4, 6. 1, 3, 5. 1, 3, 6. 1, 4, 6. 2, 4, 6. 1, 3, 5. 1, 3, 6.
Wow.
Da, 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 da.
So what happens kind of, when you go play Western music now? Is it weird?
It's like, easy.
Go jam. Yeah.
I mean, no, I've said that flippantly. No, it's fun, you know, because different progressions are cool, you know? So I like to, I mean, you know, I like to learn new things, right? Like on You Spin Me Around the other day, I was like finally like sitting and like figuring out the little bridge part with, you know, to solo over it. I can't remember the progression now, but, you know, it's just...
I don't want to pull you just a little bit closer.
All I know is that me, you look like you're lots of fun. Open up your lovin', watch out, here I come. Spin me right round, baby, right round, like a record, baby, right round, round, round. You. Exactly.
That's the best thing that's ever happened on this show.
There's some like funky breaks on that, like really syncopated bell patterns with the bass. Like that's the cool shit. You said you had like that pop band last week, you know, and that pop music, it's just funny because there's like these hidden gems where there's some producer that's like, God, this shit is so boring. We got to make some crazy syncopation in here.
I'm in this band Skyrocket. We play a lot of those hits from that time. That song was the seven of us. It just didn't, there wasn't enough. There's so much. There's so much like auxiliary shit going on
in
that song that when you try and play it as like a seven piece band with guitars and keyboards and everything, you just don't achieve the level of, I don't know what it is that they're achieving. Insanity.
Yeah, that drum machine and all that crazy percussion stuff.
Oh yeah,
wild,
man, it's insane. Sure. Yeah. But like we learned Don't You Want Me? You know, Don't You Want Me?
Yeah.
And like that song has all this like amazingly cool shit in it, like in the chorus, like Don't You Want Me, Baby, as it's synth that's going But that thing, like, you don't really hear it overtly, but like when you find it in there, you're like, oh my God, that is the coolest thing.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's such a cool rhythm to go on underneath that and stuff.
And like, if you didn't put it, it would just
yeah,
be flat.
It would feel a little flat. Yeah. Yeah.
It's so cool.
Yeah. Music's production, an amazing thing, isn't it?
It is.
I'm glad that I got to talk to you about this stuff. Let's remind people about the Rattle Tree Glow Party taking place Friday, September 23rd, Saturday, September 24th, and Sunday, September 25th. The 23rd and 24th go on at 7 p.m. The 25th is a matinee show.
That's right. And just, I would be remiss if I didn't say that these shows are being put on in part by support from the City of Austin.
Oh, really?
Cultural Arts Division. They're awesome. We love all the things the City of Austin have been doing to keep music going, man, and the Omnibus and all that. Those people are working their asses off.
Yeah.
So thankful to all of them.
There's a lot that goes on that like, I've been working with the Austin Music Foundation, and you just, I didn't realize there were like 135 music nonprofits in this town. Like, that's a lot. That's a lot.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, some of them kind of blur. So to me, I feel like some of them should just go into other ones so that there's less and we can focus having more money and less, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it just seems like it would have more of an impact on the community. But I bet that with what you're doing musically, there is kind of like this NPR vibe to it that you can get grants and stuff like that because you are doing something that's culturally enriching.
Mm-hmm. That's actually probably the main source of our income is grants.
That's fantastic,
for performances, man. Performances and things like that.
Say for someone that's listening, it's a daunting thing to say you got to sit down and apply for these grants.
Mm.
Is it as hard as you think it's going to be? Like, can you, say I wanted to apply for a grant, would you say like, oh man, you can do it, it's real easy online and stuff?
It's not easy, but it doesn't, you know, the fact that it's not easy is good because if it was easy, everyone would do it, you know, but it's definitely not impossible. And the thing, I think the big thing is if someone's listening that really wants to apply for grants, the key is, I mean, like, I guess, can I digress a little bit? Like, my first grant I got from the Texas Music Office, from those guys, Steve and Mark and all those guys. And
Mark Ford.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Yeah. Great guy. And they are great guys. That's what I'm getting to is call them on the phone and ask them and tell them what you're doing. And like, hey man, like do you guys have this grant? Like, how do I get it? What do I need to do? You know, like I think people are afraid to do grants because, they think they're just going to be some number that is going to just get rejected and there's going to be no, you know, no recourse or whatever. So make yourself not a number. Like, call Mark or Steve up on the phone and ask them for help, you know? And, that's all the grants that we've gotten have been because the people on the other end are awesome lovers of the art that want to help. Like, they're there to give artists money and they want to figure out how to be able to do that.
Right.
You know? So
speaking of making money, is there a charge to get into the Rattle Tree Glow Party?
There is, but we made it, it's a sliding scale. So it's a pay what you can. Again, because of the city, we were able to make that happen. So we're asking between $5 and $20 if you want to give more. It's all general admission. We do have some VIP tickets for a special sort of elevated seating area if you want to be fancy.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just, you know, pay what you can. And if you can't pay the $5, just shoot me an email at joel@rattletree.com and I'll hook you up. It's more important to get out there and connect.
Yeah. Once again, that's the Rattle Tree Glow Party. Pay what you can. Suggested donation of $5 to $20, September 23rd, 24th at 7 p.m., September 25th. Special matinee show at 2 p.m. at Rattle Tree Studio, 2401 Thornton Road, Unit 3, 78704. Just go to rattletree.com, and that's what pops up. Even if you go to the learnmarimba.com, the first thing that pops up is the invitation to that.
Yeah,
that's going to be a great event.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, man.
Looking forward to it. It's something good also people can do on Saturday. Say they go to Pecan Street, go there afterwards.
Oh, it's Pecan Street that weekend?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Come on out.
Yeah. In fact, I don't know if they're going to be mad at me because they're sponsoring a few of these shows. But that's okay. Hey, man, I'm just here.
Is Lewis still working Pecan Street? Is he booking that still? Or
it's a guy, Ryan Kano.
Ryan,
nice guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just outed you, Ryan. You're going to get so many emails right now. Thank you so much, Joel.
Hey,
and
thanks, John.
Is there anything
great,
that I'm missing?
Man. Oh, I'm sure we'll walk out the door and remember all the stories.
Well, just remember to go to rattletree.com.
Yeah.
Go to learnmarimba.com. Get out there and learn marimba. This class is starting every month. Reasonably priced, I'm sure.
Reasonably
is it expensive
priced.
To buy a marimba?
It's well,
it's
we offer a rent-to-own situation too, so yeah. People can rent them, and it's like $75 a month to rent, and I make it where 25 of that goes towards buying it. So, you know, because I'd rather people, if they're paying money, they should be getting something at the end.
Yeah.
But hey, when are you playing next?
Playing tonight.
Well, like, wait, is it a public thing that people can go to?
Yeah.
Where are you playing? Or this probably won't, will this
no,
be
No, this won't
night?
Be coming out for a while. I don't know where I'm playing when this comes out. But yeah, Skyrocket's playing somewhere. Go to skyrocketheband.com. You know,
awesome,
I talk about myself too much on this show already as it is. Joel LaViolette and Rattletree. Is that how you go by, or you just go by Rattletree? How does the band go?
The band just,
Rattletree.
These days, just goes by Rattletree. Okay. Yeah, we tried to make it simpler for people. It
used
to be Joel LaViolette and Rattletree Marimba.
Okay.
And it was just, man, seeing so many posters misspelled with the name, it's just, yeah.
It's like John Cougar Mellencamp, and he just went to John Mellencamp after a while.
He'll be John soon.
Mellencamp, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks, John.
Joel LaViolette, his group Rattletree. Don't forget the Rattletree Glow Party going on this weekend, Friday, September 23rd, Saturday, September 24th, Sunday, September 25th. I just read online that Sunday, September 25th is sold out. So there are only tickets available for Friday and Saturday, the 23rd and the 24th. That is the Rattletree Glow Party at the Rattletree Studio, 2401 Thornton Road, Unit 3, Austin, Texas, 78704. Go to rattletree.com and get your tickets, all right? This is a great album, Joy. I've been listening to it all morning, and it's really, it's awesome. What he does with the marimba and electronic music is rad, okay? So congratulations, Joel and Rattletree. Fantastic band. Go to rattletree.com and make it out to their Rattletree Glow Party, all right? This is a big week with a lot of stuff going on. Don't forget, when you're out there checking out Rattletree stuff online, looking up their album on iTunes, you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. And if you don't want to fill up your phone with a bunch of podcasts and content, you can stream your stuff using Stitcher, and our show is on there. Go to Stitcher in your app store. It's a free app, and you can stream over 30,000 shows right to your phone or pad. Stitcher, smart radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. All right, let's hear some more music from Rattletree. Thanks again to Joel for coming out. Go to the Rattletree Glow Party this weekend. Go to rattletree.com for more info on that. Don't forget, we got three shows this week. Wednesday, we'll be putting out a very special conversation I had with George Reef on his brother's porch. Fantastic conversation. And Friday, Alicia Lani is here, and we have a great conversation. And also Bonnie Whitmore stops by to talk about a show that she's playing and her new album, Fuck With Sad Girls. All right, let's hear some more music from Rattletree. Thank you, Joel, for coming by. Get out to the Rattletree Glow Party this weekend. Rattletree.com for more info. Have a great week. Let's get down.